Willem, I met you in a very special occasion on Friday morning, visiting the Jewish Community Center in Melbourne of Victoria, hosted by Zionism Victoria. Could you please give the listeners the first impression about your long-time unique relations with Israel and the Jewish people?
Well, they started very early. I'm from this Dutch Reform background. I was born in 1944. My brother was born in 1942, our sister in 1940. So my parents had three very young children during the Second World War, and yet they were hiding Jews. And they didn't think twice about it, even if it was at the risk of their own lives and the risk of the lives of these very young children. So I come from this Dutch climate that has always been open and friendly to the Jews over the centuries even. When they were kicked out of other countries in Europe, they were welcome in Holland. Now, later I became an ordained minister and the president of Christians for Israel, C4I, International, which is a movement among Christians in the Netherlands originally, to simply, like my parents, to stand with the Jewish people and help the Jewish people and Israel in whatever way we can. I've written a book called Why Israel, which is now available in 35 languages. And since the book is reaching so many people around the world, Christians, the Ministry of Christians for Israel spread from a tiny group in Holland to over 40 countries in the world now. I think we live in exciting and prophetic days. We are the generation who sees the return of the Jewish people, as the prophets has spoken about it, back to the promised land. And I think it's absolutely time for Christianity at large to finally understand the special position that the Jewish people and Israel have in the eyes of Almighty God. So that's basically what motivates me and what we're doing.
Willem, for the listeners, I would like to know exactly the translation of C4I.
That is simply Christians for Israel. And the name is the message. We are Christians for Israel, not against Israel, as so often has been the case in Christianity, and even today is the case in broad layers of the Christian churches who still hold that old position that God has rejected the Jews and that he rejected the Jews and Israel and that the church has replaced Israel, which is wrong, which is a sin, and which caused rivers of blood to flee, Jewish blood fleeing in the lands of Christendom. But we are Christians for Israel. That's the meaning of the name.
Can you tell us a bit about your visit to Australia, to one of your branches?
We're here in Australia to have some conferences and to do some training for Christian leaders to explain them what Israel is all about. The Ministry of Christians for Israel is that we try to educate the church. Sometimes I say we are trying to convert the church even on the point of Israel. So in these days here in Melbourne and Canberra and Sydney, in Sydney I'll be speaking in Parliament House, we have all kind of meetings set up to teach the church about Israel. We have no message for Israel, but we have a message for the church to change her ways and finally stand with Israel and with the Jewish people.
You're going very frequently to Israel. You meet Israeli leaders. You even told me an amazing story about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, visiting Africa recently, visiting Nairobi and meeting with your representatives in Nairobi. They are very special and unique story. Can you maybe give us a bit about your visits and sharing the experience in Israel.
Yeah, well, in Uganda, we have a branch, as well as in Kenya, Nigeria, and other places in Africa. And for years, we have been trying to speak to the Christian leaders there, who in their turn speak to the government people of their countries about Israel. And we have an office in Uganda, in Kampala, and it's very close to the Parliament House. And we have an Israeli flag outside of that building. And many Ugandans think that's the Israeli embassy. And yeah. So one day this came to the ears of the Israeli officials in Kenya, and they came out to look at the situation. And then they found out what an incredible work these black Christian brothers do in Uganda. And they found out how they have to help orphans on an island. And since then, Israeli doctors come over to help the kids. Then Israeli officials said to our people over there, can you point to 120 Ugandan students to come and study Israel? And so the relationship with Israel has increased. We publish a newspaper with the true facts about Israel. And in Uganda, they bring this monthly or quarterly edition into the mailboxes of all the Ugandan parliamentarians. So I think we did a lot of preparatory work for what is now finally, when Netanyahu visited the nations, suddenly realized, and the leaders realized, that they should stand with Israel and not go against Israel. And so in that sense, in Uganda, and even as a follow-up, I understand that more and more of these African countries are now changing and wanted to establish a better and good contacts with Israel. So we're thrilled with that.
I would like to say thank you to you, Reverend Willem Glashover, the president of Christians for Israel. This is leading by example. Thank you very much, Reverend.
Thank you. Be blessed.